And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400 and our toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. No business advertising. Licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And here till 9:30, and let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes. How you doing this morning?
Hi. I'm good.
Yes. Hey, I got a nice couch and love seat for sale. I advertised it the other day. The couch is 7 foot long by 6 inches wide. I'm sorry. 32 inches wide, that is, and the love seat's 5 foot long, and it's about 32 inches wide. The love seat and the couch are blue. They're real nice couch. It's in good shape. It's clean. They're both of them clean stuff. I got them covered up with blankets and stuff. Keep them covered up because I got other couches and stuff. But anyway, I'm asking $50 for the couch, love seat, couch.
Okay.
918-336-0315. If anybody is interested, they come out and check it out.
All right. Again, that number, 918-336-0315. For the blue couch and love seat, the couch is 7 foot long, 32 inches wide. The love seat is 5 foot long, 32 inches wide. The set selling for $50. Again, 918-336-0315.
I appreciate it. Thank
right.
you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, and somebody called in earlier. They are in search of a person that will haul off a double-door refrigerator from a second-floor apartment, and text only. Just send these people a text at 417-231-2595. And with that, I'll be right back.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Spend your weekend with the Tulsa Oilers
at the BOK Center,
January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Come cheer on the Oilers as they face off against the Indy Fuel
and the Allen American.
Puck drops at 7:05 Friday and Saturday night,
and 4:05 Sunday afternoon.
Buy tickets today by phone or text
918-632-7825
or online
at TulsaOilers.com.
That's Tulsa Oilers hockey at the BOK Center.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I have wide open lines, again, 918-336-1400, and the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. Licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our time is 9:16. And wide open lines, 918-336-1400 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, go club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and community events. We'll always talk about those things. What we won't talk about is business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You, of course, can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we are here till 9:30. And with that, I'll be right back.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard work. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Take some time out Saturday mornings at 8 for The Green Country Gardener with your host, Larry Glass. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, and give you some timely advice. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Peter's True Value Hardware, Jensen Tractor Ranch, and United Rentals. The Green Country Gardener, Saturdays at 8 on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
And now time to take a check of our weather.
We're tracking an active weather pattern. A storm system today brushes far southern Oklahoma, remains away from our immediate area. We'll also have another wave Friday morning. We could have a sprinkle, but again, mostly to the south. Over the weekend, a stronger storm system approaching, but right now shower and storm chances would hold off until mostly Sunday. Highs this afternoon, 53, partly cloudy mid-morning, increasing clouds this afternoon, and southwest winds at 15 to near 25 miles per hour. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News 9-6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's 34 degrees out, cloudy, with a high of around 52 and a low of 34 this evening. And then again tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 55 with a low of 32. And then Friday, sunny, 52 of high and 30 of low. Listening to consumer calls right now, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And with that, I'll be right back.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Are you creative in the kitchen?
Do you consider yourself the wizard of spices?
Are you an innovator of your family's favorite meals?
Do you have your own secret recipes that you might be willing to share with your community?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should send Tina your recipes.
You've got mail.
I'm Tina, and I create the K1 Cooking Extravaganza Cookbook, and I would love to have your recipes.
Send them to Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com.
You could submit them online at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Or just drop them by the station upstairs at 1200 Southeast Sprint Phillips.
February 15th is the last day for recipe submissions. Get them in soon so you can see your name in the 2021 K1 Cooking Extravaganza Cookbook.
Tasty.
And join us at the show on Tuesday, April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Doors open at 5 for booth browsing and the show starts at 6:30.
And don't forget to ask about the VIP tasting experience.
So good and tasty.
All right. Welcome back to Consumer Calls. 34 degrees out at 9:20. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a 3-minute report. And then right after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Natural gas prices tumbled. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. While oil prices started the holiday-shortened trading week on an up note, it was a very different story for natural gas, as the price saw the biggest one-day loss and lowest finishing price for a front-month contract since last December. Traders sold off after the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration put out a statement that said, quote, extreme polar vortex-like conditions are unlikely for the last week of January. That means no huge uptick in demand for heating. So the NYMEX February natural gas contract tumbled 7% on Tuesday, ending at $2.54 a million BTUs. But oil prices climbed as the dollar turned weaker and hope grows for yet another government stimulus package, and optimism that the deployment of a COVID-19 vaccine will quickly overcome the present logistical problems in the U.S. But the price rise comes even as the International Energy Agency cuts its forecast for oil demand in 2021 by 280,000 barrels a day. The NYMEX February crude contract rose 1.2% to $52.98 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent was up 1.1% to $52.98 a barrel. With higher oil prices come higher prices at the pump. AAA's fuel price report says the price of a fill-up rose again, with the national average for a gallon of regular climbing 13 cents since January, hitting $2.38 a gallon on Tuesday. But that price was still 17 cents under a year ago. The report says Oklahoma had the second lowest average price for regular on Tuesday at $2.11 a gallon, a rise of about 6 cents from a week ago, 14 cents under the year-ago average price. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week. And avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Each Sunday morning at 10:30, be sure to listen to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Lutheran Hour. Brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville, the Lutheran Hour will lift your spirits and bring you closer to God. Redeemer Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are at 8:15 and 10:45, with Sunday school at 9:30. Enjoy the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 10:30 a.m. here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Aired by the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is 9:25, time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then it'll drop down, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up and you can see everything that we have there. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, by all means, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com because it's a free service. Click on the Submit tab and it'll open up. Then there's a form you fill out, answer questions, and at the end you have the opportunity to upload a picture. Once you hit that Submit button, it goes right to us. It does not go to the website. We take care of what we need to, and then we send it on its way. Now, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me your information at Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have Donut, and Donut is a lost female dog, a black and brown blue heeler mix, lost in the area of Walmart. She is wearing a collar. She's black and brown with a white chest with black and brown spots. She's wearing a pink collar with her rabies tag and her tag stating that she's microchipped. And she's also missing teeth on her bottom left side. It looks like she may have lost them by chewing. But anyway, she's going to be very leery of people so that she does not know. They're asking for your help to get her back home. Ask for Cassandra, and that's at 918-815-5809. And then we have a found male black Labrador, a big one, wearing a blue and white striped collar. He weighs about 150 pounds, more or less. Lost or found in the area of Highway 75 in Dewey by the Sonic Drive-In. Ask for Tamari at 918-440-9291. And like I said, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there that we have there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. And at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit the Submit button, it does not automatically go to the website. It goes directly to us. We take care of what we need to and send it on its way. But you have the opportunity to also call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. And we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, at S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. And that's your Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. About out of time to take any more calls, but, I'll be back in tomorrow. Today, somebody called in with a couch and love seat matching blue in color, 7 foot long, 32 inches wide, 5 foot long, 32 inches wide for the love seat. $50, the asking price, and 918-336-0315. And then somebody is looking to have somebody come and haul off a refrigerator from a second floor apartment. Text 417-231-2595. Well, that's going to do it for me today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Same time, same station. With that, have a beautiful day. Enjoy the weather and stay safe. Talk to you then.
It's easy to be nice to the barista, right, when she gets your coffee right. It's easy to be kind when there's harmony in your family.
Are you making your kindness toward others conditional? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Dr. Barry Corey challenges us to look at kindness in a